I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's in Texas this weekend, so keep me in your prayers. That man never stops. Today's show, we're going to have a special guest, Father Patrick Wainwright from Milles Christi, to talk about the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius and why it's so important for all of us to get to a retreat using those exercises. We're also going to be welcoming the year of St. Joseph. Yes, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But after our show with the Bible with the Barbers, we're going to take a whole hour to talk about devotion to St. Joseph, how to gain plenary indulgences of the year of St. Joseph. We're going to have some practical ideas of how you can prepare for this year about getting to know St. Joseph even better. Also, we're going to talk about some of the challenges we're faced with the vaccine. Some people are saying, you know, there's some danger here, and we'll give you all the nuts and bolts about the 23 things that you have to read before you take it. That sounds like to me like contraception. You know, with the women taking these pills, there's all kinds of adverse consequences to using contraception. Well, sounds like we're going to have issues with this vaccine. Also, I've got a quote from Fulton Sheen that is just outstanding for today. You think he was alive and kicking here in 2020. But before we get to all these other issues with Cardinal Mueller's comments about religious freedom, this show hopefully is what one focus to help you fall deep in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. I have the reading from the gospel today. It's short but powerful, and that's what we call soul food. So here it is, Matthew chapter 11, verse 16 to 19. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in a marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by the demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he's a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I like that last line. But wisdom is vindicated by her works. Now, I'm taking a commentary from the Navarre Bible. Now, this Navarre Bible is what's recommended by Dr. Scott Hahn and many others. And here's what we have to say. When the reference was made in the gospel about a popular song or a child's game of his own time, Jesus reproaches those who offer groundless excuses for not recognizing him. It's all excuses. From the very beginning of human history, the Lord has striven to attract all men to himself. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? That was Isaiah chapter 5. And often he had been rejected, but when I looked for it to yield grapes, why did you yield wild grapes? Again, Isaiah 5:4. Our Lord also condemns calumny. And some people do try to justify their own behavior by seeing sin when there is only virtue. When they find something which is quite obviously good, like St. Gregory the Great said, they pry into it to see if there's also some badness in it. So, in other words, have the attitude of gratitude and stop being so critical. And I think that's a message we all can live by. All right, I'd like to bring the smartest guy into the room. Wait till you hear what... Full Sheen ahead. This is an amazing statement by Archbishop Sheen. I've never read. I read it because I marked it in my book 40 years ago, but I just forgot about this. It's on values. See if this doesn't relate to 2020. Because we're all called to be saints, right? And St. Thomas Aquinas said, "Will it?" Well, here's what Bishop Sheen said. A saint does not put forth any more energy in being a saint than the head of an advertising agency does to get his business. See, we're all focused. Or an athlete does in training for a fight, or a college boy does to get into the fraternity, or a woman does to get into a size 10 dress each spring. See, it's willing it. The difference lies, here comes the cash value, the difference lies in their sense of values. The simple truth is that it does not require much time to make a saint. It only requires much love. The difference, however, is that we are escapists and the saints are not. The saints go all the way, but we hold back. I think of what Bishop Sheen is saying in our culture and says, you know, we go where our, what's our priority? If our priority is our health and wealth, that's where we go. But if we have a priority to get to heaven, then what do we do? We will to be a saint. And that's why here at the Terry and Jesse Show and Virgin Most Powerful, all of our shows are geared to help you fall deep in love with Jesus and his church. So that's Bishop Sheen's comments, will it become a saint? I wanted to mention also Cardinal Mueller today on Friday over at LifeSite News has got a very interesting interview. He's saying that politicians don't have a right to forbid the Holy Mass. He said governments are using COVID-19 restrictions as opportunities to suppress the Catholic Church. I've said the same thing, but I'm not a cardinal, last time I looked. He said we must fight for our basic rights, the rights of freedom of religion, in order to practice our religion, he said. We must be very firm to give priority to the worship of God and to come together as members of the body of Jesus Christ, which is the church. You know, Cardinal Mueller, I met him years ago at a conference in Mundelein in Illinois at a seminary. And I just said to him when he was the prefect for the doctrine of the faith, I said, thank you, Cardinal Mueller, for holding the line because so many people want to compromise when it comes to morality. Well, he's now no longer that post now, but it's something that I believe he did a great service to Holy Mother, the Church. I also mentioned that there's a lot of problems with this world's biggest vaccine company. It's suing a COVID shot volunteer who spoke about the negative side effects. This man's wife told local media that he was vomiting and complaining of a pounding headache 10 days after he received the COVID vaccine. Now, they don't want you to say that. Well, too bad. It's the truth. This is a 40-year-old Indian businessman who suffered neurological and psychological breakdown after taking the COVID-19. Now, the man's wife told local media that all these problems he was having, he spent 15 days in the hospital, 8 days in intensive care, suffering from all these problems. Now, I only bring this up because I want you to read it. Just go to LifeSite. But it's also the FDA, right? Says death, heart attack, stroke, blood disorders are all possible side effects of the COVID vaccine. Wow, that's interesting. So I won't take a lot of time to go into that. But the list of things that they say when you take this vaccine, 22 separate entries. Take you a half hour to read it. A possible adverse event outcome. See, the companies don't want to get sued, but here it is. First on the list is a rare disorder which your body immune system attacks your nerves. The syndrome has no known cure, and its mortality rate is 4 to 7%. Here's what I think is just so interesting. If you got COVID, like I think I did about 2 weeks ago and recovered within about 7 days, thank you, Jesus, only less than 1% of the people are going to die from COVID. Even people who are sick and elderly who have other problems, whether it's health issues of breathing or kidney problems or heart problems, less than 1%. And then I'm seeing now that we're going to give a antidote, which we call the vaccine, to fix people, and it could be worse than the COVID-19. So I don't see much common sense going on right now. Also, doctors on CNN said Don't be alarmed, everybody, if elderly people die after receiving the COVID vaccine. Dr. Kelly Moore said people should not be unnecessarily alarmed. What? I'm alarmed. Why would you want to take something that potentially is going to kill you when the percentages are in your favor to just deal with the COVID-19? Now, last week, the German federal government began preparing citizens for deaths that will happen after people are injected with COVID-19 vaccine. They say, but that's not necessarily caused by it. It just seems like we're prepping ourselves for this vaccine, and it's like this vaccine is going to be devastating to people. So I just think that's sad, but I wanted you to be aware of it. Also, just to know that our Bishop Strickland show, YouTube reversed its ban for LifeSite News. You know, they play our Bishop Strickland show, and YouTube didn't like it when he said he wouldn't take the vaccine. So we were able to fight for that, and it got reversed. They've also been taking some of our YouTube stuff off, too. They also have now Google, who YouTube announced blatant censorship of if you mention anything about the election fraud, you're not going to be on their format. So these are some of the things we're facing. That's why I want to encourage people to get our app, Virgin Most Powerful Radio app, because they can't control that. We control it. That's our way of reaching out. So if something happened to me, just know that to Jesse or any of our shows, get the app, Virgin Most Powerful Radio app. When we come back, Father Patrick Wainwright from the Milles Christi is going to talk about the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. I call it the top of the food chain when it comes to retreats. Everybody's got to go on an Ignatian retreat, and that's what they do. We'll have more when we come back to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and His church.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Father Patrick's going to be calling in, and we'll just wait for him to call. But I want to bring up something that I think is so exciting. As a matter of fact, I think it's the greatest thing Pope Francis has done in 8 years, and that is dedicating the year to the universal patron of the church, St. Joseph. And I thank him for that. I mean, in 2,000-year history of Christianity, we've never had such a year. Now, our good friend, Father Don Calloway, who actually we were involved 25 years ago when he became a priest to promote his No Turning Back video. Hundreds of thousands of those went around. And he's just been a real popular priest who's talking to people about the faith. So here's what he did. He wrote to the Holy Father last May asking him to dedicate the year of the Saint Joseph for all the good reasons that the Pope did. So I just have to thank Father Don Calloway for doing that, because he mentioned that this letter was written in English, which afterwards he translated to what he calls Church Spanish by a Spanish-speaking fellow member of his congregation of the Marian Fathers. The letter was then hand-delivered 4 days later to the Pope by an Argentinian bishop, Hector Zordán. Father Calloway was not informed of the declaration. Are you ready for this? This is what's hilarious. They didn't call him to tell him. He found out from a Catholic journalist only after the declaration was made public in the morning on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. I find that interesting. But what Father Don did, I think he said this, I think the year of St. Joseph is important because it takes a good father to bring order out of chaos. We got chaos, not only in the country, in the church. St. Joseph is the best of the fathers, and the year of St. Joseph has the potential, Father Don said, to restore order, morals, virtue to a fallen world, and to a wounded church. Thank you, Father Don, to say a wounded church. We are wounded. Now, he wrote a book, everybody, on consecration to St. Joseph. We've had him on our show many times. If you didn't get it, go to fatherdoncalloway.com, and you can get that. It's a fantastic book. But Father Don said the first reason we think that devotion to St. Joseph is important right now is because marriage and the family have been under attack. But in modern times, the threats have reached extraordinary heights. Remember Our Lady of Fatima to Sister Lucia when she said, the final battles with the family? Well, we're experiencing that. Many people no longer know what it means to be a man, Father Don said, or a woman, let alone what constitutes marriage and a family. Father Calloway wrote this, that there is great confusion on these matters, greater confusion than any previous era of human history. What he means by that is we got a world that says, hey, I'm 9 feet tall now. That's who I am. I'm a woman. I'm a man. That makes me a man or a woman? No. But that's what he's talking about. We are so, so confused. Oh, that's so funny. I'm getting a text from Father Don Calloway. Oh, that is hilarious. And he's saying, yeah, he wants to come on, and I'll get him on another day, but he's a great guy. Now, Father Calloway said, by looking to St. Joseph and consecrating ourselves to him, we can increase in wisdom and closeness to Jesus. St. Joseph's name literally means increase. I bet you didn't know that one. I'll repeat it. St. Joseph's name literally means increase. He concluded, by consecrating ourselves to St. Joseph, we too can increase in wisdom and closeness to Jesus. So Father Don Calloway, God bless him for writing to the Holy Father. You see how important that is? It really is. Now, this is starting December 8th, 2020 until December 8th, 2021. It's on the occasion of the 150th anniversary of the proclamation of St. Joseph as the patron of the Universal Church, as well as the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Now, we're going to cover more of this because I'm waiting for Father Patrick. When the engineer tells me he's on, we're going to run right back to the Ignatius Spiritual Exercises. But I have to say this, that other dioceses have been doing this too. Father Bishop Peter Jugas announced the Diocese of Charlotte will be celebrating the year of St. Joseph also. And what I love about honoring St. Joseph is these are really good ways to help you do this. Well, number one, begin the year of St. Joseph with a special intention for his intercession, for which you will offer your prayers and your St. Joseph devotions throughout the year. So in other words, offer, like, okay, I want reunion with my family. I want my son back into the church. Utilize St. Joseph for this intention all year long, praying for that miracle. He won't let you down. Also, learn about St. Joseph's virtue and try to imitate them. I would get Father Don Calloway's book. Now, that would be called 33 Days of Consecration to St. Joseph. And all you got to do is go online to get that or any Catholic bookstore. Now, here's an interesting one I would like you to do. Pray the Holy Rosary daily, reciting the year of St. Joseph prayer at the conclusion. You can get that on the internet. You see, all these are practical things you can do to have greater love for St. Joseph. And here's a good one. I took my family to St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal. Plan a pilgrimage to one of the more of St. Joseph parishes around the diocese. We have one right here locally in Pomona, St. Joseph's beautiful 120-year-old church. Oh, it's worth it to go if you're in Southern California. And here's another one. Adopt St. Joseph traditions in your prayer life and family life. Dedicate Wednesday to St. Joseph. This is a great, it looks like we've got Father Patrick on the line here. And I'm going to go back to St. Joseph later in the show because Father Patrick is a busy priest. And Father Patrick, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Are you there, Father? Father Patrick, can you say a word or two? I see you on the Skype. Richard, is he there? Father Patrick, Father, can you hear us? Okay, well, you work on that, Richard, and let me know when he can hear us, okay? All righty. I just wanted to continue on practical things about devotion to St. Joseph. Everybody knows that Wednesdays, you dedicate to St. Joseph. Thursdays, the Holy Eucharist, right? Why? That's why we last night prayed for 2 hours in our chapel every Thursday. Why? For priests like Father Patrick, bishops, even the Holy Father. We pray for all the clergy every Thursday night because that's the institution of the priesthood, Holy Thursday, and the Holy Eucharist. So I just want to encourage you this year to really do certain things that I think are real practical in getting you to have a great love for St. Joseph. Now, you know, I started St. Joseph Communications. I asked my wife to marry me on St. Joseph's feast day like my mom and dad did. Why do you think I love St. Joseph? That's why I named it St. Joseph Communications, St. Joseph Radio. I started a lot of things with St. Joseph. All right, here's another one. Attend Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, especially on feast days like March 19th or May 1st. Also, participate in the Year of St. Joseph events around the diocese. There's going to be lots of activities with St. Joseph's Year of St. Joseph. Get into it, man. Read the Holy Father's encyclical back in 1989, St. John Paul II. You know, read that document or read summaries of it. After this hour show, we're going to spend a whole hour talking about the Bible and St. Joseph and all the things that you can do to get closer through the Bible with the Barbers with my faithful bride. We've been preparing for this show ever since we heard about the Year of St. Joseph. And don't forget, get that book of Father Don Calloway's 33 Days of Consecration to St. Joseph and celebrate again any feast day you can. Every Wednesday, incorporate a study of St. Joseph's virtues in a catechetical lessons and activities throughout the year by using monthly themes for St. Joseph. That's in Father Don's book. If you get that book, it's going to be great because include a link to the Year of St. Joseph's website on your parish website. We've got to promote St. Joseph because he is the foster father of Jesus. Promote the Year of St. Joseph's events in your parish bulletin, social media, and launch a fraternity of St. Joseph's men's group. What? Yes, and I would even encourage some of the men's group that meet here, start studying St. Joseph this year. You know, I know priests, they do have a pastoral care, as you know, for the, for souls, and they're encouraged to lead devotion with the lay faithful throughout on Wednesdays. This is the key. Every Wednesday, I make a special condition to say, St. Joseph, I dedicate this day to you. And I think I see Father Wainhart. Father, are you there? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you there.
Praise God. I'm too blessed to be stressed, Father, too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, I'd be a billionaire. Father, you persevered to get on the show. I know I saw that you were having technical difficulties. I actually prayed to St. Joseph to help us since this is the year of St. Joseph. Father, before I introduce you, I want to tell our listeners, you and I have known each other for many years. We've worked together in the vineyard of the Lord. But I want people to understand the order that you're with, Miles Christi. What do they do? Tell us a little background about yourself. So I'm going to turn it right to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I've been a priest for 20 years.
Thank
and
you,
also religious of Miles Christi Religious Order. We're in Michigan. We're in San Diego.
Yep.
We're in Rome, we're in Mexico, and in Argentina. It started in Argentina, though. And if anyone, you know, we have a website, milescristi.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we work especially for the sanctification of the college students, lay faithful in general, but
yes,
college students in particular. So we offer spiritual direction and also the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola.
Now, you're at some Protestant schools like Hillsdale College, which I was so happy to hear about. Tell us how that happened. Did I lose him? I might have lost him. Okay. We're gonna get right back with Father Patrick Wainhart from Miles Christi. We're talking about the St. Ignatius spiritual exercises. He's back. Father, I asked you a question about, and we lost you, about Hillsdale College, which is not a Catholic college, but I support them because it's really a great school. I understand you actually have like once a week mass on their facility. Is that true or is that a...
Right. So what I do is I go every week on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. I don't go to the college itself. Mm-hmm. I go to the campus, to the Newman Center
right,
that supports the Catholic students that go to Hillsdale.
Got it.
So I go there every Tuesday. I say Mass at 11 a.m. And then I expose the Blessed Sacrament. So there's adoration from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Wow.
Then I meet with the students who sign up for spiritual direction.
Hmm.
So every half hour, we have a student that comes in. And in between, we also have confession. So I'm like, basically, it's awesome because it's nonstop from around 12 to 5 p.m. Then at 5 p.m., I give benediction. and then I leave. I have an hour and an hour 45 minute commute. So I have to go from our house to Hillsdale in the morning, and then I drive back in the evening.
Awesome. Well, I'm so happy you're a busy priest proclaiming the gospel and utilizing the great sacrament of confession and also Holy Mass, communion, adoration. Man, you're my kind of guy. That's why you're here, Father. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about how people can actually experience the Ignatian spiritual exercises and what
Absolutely.
You have to offer. We'll be right back with Father Patrick Amiles Christie. You're listening to Terry and Jesse Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. We've got Father Patrick Wainwright from Amiles Christi talking about his religious order that have a charism for the Ignatius spiritual exercises. So as we broke, I asked you, Father, you know, people who are listening right now going, well, I've never been on an Ignatian retreat.
Right.
What is it and how can I sign up for it?
Yeah, so first of all, that's one of the main charism of our order, to preach the spiritual exercises. We also offer spiritual direction and many other things, formation for the lay faithful. But in the spiritual tradition of the Catholic Church, starting with St. Ignatius of Loyola, he wrote the spiritual exercises. These are a 30-day retreat that we condense in a weekend and make it available for the lay faithful, for everybody. Anyone, you know, above 15 can do the spiritual exercises. It's a silent retreat. It's just a weekend, but it's a powerful, let's say, spiritual boot camp that brings us so close to Christ and really changes our life. So we preach them all throughout the United States. So they typically start on Friday around 4:30 p.m. and they finish on Sunday around the same time, around 4 p.m. We have Mass each day, of course, the devotion, rosary, adoration, examination of conscience, night prayer, and so forth. But the heart of it is we present the points of meditation of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. So every year these talks are different. They're seen from a different perspective, but they're basically following the guidelines of St. Ignatius of Loyola to truly bring us closer to Christ, to know Christ, to know ourselves, to know where our life is going. Sometimes our life is drifting in so many directions, right? So with the spiritual exercises, we try to recenter, we refocus on Christ. We get the light for our life, for our soul. And we have these spiritual exercises in the United States. If anyone is interested in looking at the dates, actually we have one coming up in right there close to you in Los Angeles, in Rancho Palos Verdes, California, December 18th through 20. Then we have also in Illinois, in Chicago, January 22nd, in Oceanside, California, January 22nd, in Texas, January 22nd as well. Colorado. So to go and find where these spiritual exercises dates can be found and how to sign up, you have to go to amilescristi.org, amilescristi.org, and look for the spiritual exercises tab. Or in Google, you can Google Amiles Christi spiritual exercises, and that's the easiest way to find it. You know, you don't have to write anything down right now. Amiles Christi spiritual exercises, and that will bring up all the dates for spiritual exercises. And there it has the place where, the date, the place where they will take place, and also how to sign up. You can sign up online, actually.
Father Patrick, isn't it a good idea for all of us, whether we're looking for a vocation right now or even just affirming the time to be silent for a weekend to listen to God? I want to ask you, I don't want to overwhelm somebody, but once a year, I mean, for me, I'm a busy guy, but I take a 4-day retreat once a year.
Wow. Good for you.
No, well, I mean, I think maybe I'm asking too much, but I think all of us should take once a year a retreat,
Absolutely.
Even if we're busy fathers or mothers, because how are we going to connect with God if, you know, we live in such a busy world? I mean, we try to have little silent times, but isn't it true that God really speaks to us when we zip our lips?
Absolutely. Yeah, not only our lips is part of it. Also, to bring quiet to our mind. Mm. We are so busy because today, especially with our phone, we can zip our lips and be, you know, looking down, connected to our phone, and not allow quiet to our heart.
Yep.
So, and our mind. So the idea is that in the spiritual exercises, we encourage people not to check their phones, not to check their email. There's quiet, there's silence, you can typically walk outside, you know, you have place, a chapel, place to pray before God, and you can be in silence. And it's an attitude of the heart that helps you see what is most important and realize that we typically have these reactions. We respond, we choose things according to what people say, according to what the news says, according to what the world says. And very rarely do we think, well, what does God want of me? What is God asking me to do? How can I get to heaven, right? So the key is not to live longer necessarily, or live healthier, or have more money, or have more power, or have a better position in life, but how to get to heaven.
Yes.
Right? So, and that's a key thing. That's a key question that we should bring to the spiritual exercises, and we can find the answer there from God in the Gospels and in the talks that are delivered, you know, through the spiritual exercises. It's an awesome idea to do once a year. Yeah. Weekend retreat, 4 days if you have the time, but yeah, weekend at least.
Yeah, we got to do it, in my opinion. Let me ask you this, Father. Sometimes some of our listeners have been on retreats where they talk about, they say it's an Ignatian retreat, or they say it's just going to be a retreat to be with God, and we find out that it's really the last thing about God. It's all about, you know, secular
peace.
Things. Yeah.
Right.
And so I want to ask you two things. One, obviously that's not what you're all about. But number two,
right,
have the Holy Fathers, have the saints, have they endorsed, I know St. Ignatius, can you give a little background why these exercises have become a classic retreat for the church for hundreds of years?
Yeah. So first of all, the reason why they became so good is because they were inspired by God. St. Ignatius. Yeah. Because, you know, you can write a retreat. You can write a retreat. I can write a retreat. So many people have written talks and prepared retreats.
Yeah.
But this is not just that. This was a fruit of a very profound experience that St. Ignatius had throughout his process of conversion, mm-hmm, in the cave in Manresa.
Yep.
That's why some retreat houses are called Manresa.
That's right.
So there he received many inspirations about the faith and everything, but also tradition has it that he also received the core principles and concepts for the spiritual exercises to help others grow in holiness. So that's the origin, right? So, but then St. Ignatius started practicing this. So he started guiding people, teaching these retreats to people, and so forth. And this, of course, brought many conversions and many saints.
Yes.
And from that, we have St. Francis Borgia, St. Francis Xavier, so many saints that have become saints, have converted from a worldly mentality, from a worldly way of life, to a life of holiness through the spiritual exercises. And then they were also, because of these fruits that were so evident, so mind-boggling, like so clear to the world and so fruitful, many Holy Father, many popes have endorsed them.
Mm-hmm.
Saints have endorsed them, particularly Pope Pius the 11th. He has an encyclical.
That's right.
It's the only pope that wrote, not the only pope, the only pope that wrote an encyclical about the retreat. So it's the only retreat that has an encyclical.
That's awesome.
Written about it. So it's called Mens Nostra, if anyone wants to look it up. And it's very powerful. He says how it's like the spiritual exercises are like the compass for a ship. We could say today it's like the GPS for our cars. It's like the star, the morning star that guides the sailors and the sea, that guides the soul toward heaven. And this has been visible even today. Pope Francis, he's a great promoter of the spiritual exercises, being a Jesuit. Mm-hmm. He preached them, he practiced them, and so, you know, it's a good idea to follow the guidance of the church. So this is an element. They have become an essential element of the tradition of the church, I would say.
Absolutely. When we come back, Father, I want to talk a little bit about St. Ignatius and his biography, because I think he relates to a lot of men, and I don't, not trying to alienate the women, but because he was a military guy, and his story of how God got his attention and what brought him to a knowledge of Christ. I think it's a great story that maybe some people hadn't heard. So if you could share that. Also, I want to mention the end of the year. This is the time we're asking for donations for Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And this is our third year. We've grown. We get about 1,000 new listeners on YouTube every week. We're getting new stations. We're now in Texas where Bishop Strickland's diocese is. We got 4 new stations picking up our shows there. And all because of you, our listener, who are supporting us. I want to make a pitch about monthly donors. I've been involved for 41 years sharing the gospel with different ministries, radio and media. And I wanted to tell you that I've recorded for about 40 years different talks around the country, whether it's Dr. Scott Hahn, Tim Staples, Jesse Romero, Father Bill Casey, lots of good people. And here's what I do. I send you a link every single month with about $300 worth of product. And if you give us $25 a month, you get $300 back. Not a bad deal. But what is it? It's for your formation. It's being for you to study your Catholic faith just by your download. And so I want to give that away if you become a monthly donor. And if you want to do that, I hope you do, because that's what pays the bills. Monthly bills get paid by monthly donors. Call us at 877-526-2151. I even give my cell number out. Nobody in Catholic radio does this except me, because I'm a masochist. No, because I love talking to people. My phone number, cell number, if you want to talk and make a donation, I'd love to talk to you and thank you personally, is 661-972-7872. I can see that what Father said about my phone, I'm getting all kinds of texts from people saying that the St. Ignatius spiritual exercises changed my life. I mean, I know. It's amazing. And that's why when we come back with Father Patrick, I want to ask him to talk a little bit about this great St. Ignatius, who's just, think about what the Jesuits have done to the Catholic Church and what the exercises have done to bear fruit in the church. And that's what I want to ask Father to tell us about this great saint. I hear the music. We're going to come right back with that. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's in Texas preaching. He'll be back on Monday. I have Father Patrick Wainwright from Milles Christi talking about what I think is most important, the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And when we come back, we'll inspire you more. Why? To fall deep in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back is right. Welcome to the year of St. Joseph. Pope Francis has announced it. And after this hour show, we're going to come on with the Bible with the Barbers, dedicating our whole hour to talk about St. Joseph. And I'm going to give you a teaser. We're going to talk about how to gain the plenary indulgences in the year of St. Joseph. You won't want to miss that. That's benefits out of this world. Father Patrick Wainwright is with us, and I had asked him to talk a little bit about the founder of the Jesuit order, St. Ignatius of Loyola, because he is the one who really started the Ignatian retreats. So, Father Patrick, could you share a little bit of background on who St. Ignatius was?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's from Spain, from northern Spain, Guipuzcoa, actually, and born in Loyola in 1491. And he died around 1556. And July 31st is his feast day because it's the day he died.
Yep.
So he was originally more concerned about a military career. And he was really a man of a big heart, let's say. He was very adventurous. He liked adventure, you know, and wanted to fight for his king and for his queen and everything. And he was defending a town in Pamplona, and the French were invading, and he got hit by a cannonball, shattered his leg, so he was out of combat. And with that, there was a moment where he was about to die. and he prayed to Saint Peter, and he was very devoted to the Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. And you know, even though he was worldly, he still had a strong faith.
Good.
And that brought him around to realizing that his life was more than just working or living for a king or for an army. Mm-hmm. And especially the lives of the saints and the life of Christ were the ones that inspired him to seek out something greater, right? To look up to a greater ideal. And he started thinking, well, if Saint Benedict could do the things that he did in the spiritual life, and Saint Francis and Saint Dominic, I can do the same, you know? And this is something that we all should also think for ourselves. If the saints were human beings who were not, some of them were very special, but most of them were human beings like you and I, and they were able to be saints.
That's right.
I can also be a saint if I try with the grace of God, of course, and following God's will. So he did this. It was a process of conversion. So it took him a while to come around to realize this, to discern. He started discerning that there were some inspirations that were clearly from God, and others that were from the world and from Satan. And this brought him to desire to be a pilgrim, to leave the world behind and become a pilgrim, and if possible, go to the Holy Land and there live for the service of God, and if possible, die for the faith. And he did this. He went to the Holy Land, but in the process, he stopped at a place in Manresa near Barcelona. And there he had a greater conversion, if you want, right? So a complete giving of his heart to Christ. Uh-huh. And of realizing the power, the depth of the Catholic faith, the truth that there is in the Gospels and Jesus Christ and the saints and the Catholic Church. So that sealed, let's say, his desire for living a life for Christ. He did a general confession. He did a complete confession of his whole life. And this took him like 3 days, and he was very thorough. And after that, he dedicated his life to Christ. From there, he went to the Holy Land. Then he came back. He was not allowed to stay in the Holy Land because it was dangerous. There were the Moors were pillaging and killing people, so on and so forth. So he came back. And when he was back in Spain, he realized he had to study more in order to help people come to God. He was not a priest. He was not thinking about being a priest. He thought of at one time to be a Carthusian because he wanted to, let's say, do sacrifices for his past sins.
Yeah.
Right. And he was very aware of how many sins he had committed. So, but this was not the case. He finally went to college, let's say, to the University of Alcalá, and then he went to France, and there he met St. Francis Xavier,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And another saint that he was rooming with. And with them, he finally thought, why don't we start something together to support each other and work for the salvation of souls?
Wow. Let me just jump in one point that I read, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought how important it is to read good Catholic books. He was reading the lives of the saints when he was in Manresa. I guess a cannonball hit his knee, and he was being convalesced back to his health, and he was kind of bored. And if I'm wrong on this, tell me, Father. And he started reading some books that the sisters had there, and he goes, wait a minute, this is inspirational. Is that a fair statement, or did I exaggerate?
No, it's correct. He was actually looking, he was wanting to read books of chivalry, like novels of the world.
Yeah.
And his a sister or a family member told him, look, we don't have any of those books, but we have these other books.
Yes.
And these books were the lives of the saints and the life of Christ. And that's where he read about St. Dominic, St. Benedict, St. Francis, and all this really moved him. If you want, he still have a chivalric spirit, mm-hmm. like he wanted to be like a knight for Christ, but with the spirit of a knight, but for Christ, not for the world, not for an earthly king, but for the divine king. And this actually is presented in one of his talks or points of meditation, as they call them, in the spiritual exercises. He thinks, well, if we do so many great things for the world,
yes.
If we're willing to give our lives for an earthly king, how much more we should do the same for Jesus Christ, who is the King of the universe, who King of the entire King of heaven and earth. You know, he's God. And this is what, let's say, moved him to dedicate his life to Christ and wow. not to the world.
That is so beautiful. Father, for those who didn't get your address, how you can be contacted, would you be so good to give us how people can contact you for these retreats?
Yes. First of all, they can check it online, mileschristi.org. They can also call 248-596-9677. And they can also email us at infousa@mileschristi.org. So I'll repeat that. The phone number is 248-596-9677. The email is infousa@mileschristi.org. That you spell that mileschristi.org, or the website mileschristi.org. And you look for spiritual exercises, a tab that says spiritual exercises. Now, the easiest way
yes.
is to go to Google
yeah.
and you write and you search for Miles Christi spiritual exercises. And one of the first options, the results will be the Miles Christi website. And there you will see all the different dates, the locations. We do them in all throughout the United States. And when you click on one of those options, it will tell you how to sign up for that retreat.
Father, before we let you go, I've always liked to get blessings from priests. So could you please pray and give your blessing to all of our listeners, please?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you protect, guide, and help all those who are listening and all their families in these difficult times of COVID-19. Keep us safe, but above all, keep us close to you. And we ask that the Almighty God may bless us all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you so much for joining us. I'm just honored to be with you.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an honor. And remember, those of you, I've been getting texts from some of your students saying that they love.
Good.
Yeah. David here just sent me a text. And he's,
awesome.
Yeah, he's saying, I just love going to Hillsdale College. We absolutely love Father Patrick, and we will be praying for us. So thank you very much, Father, for joining us. We'll have to do it another time. And God love you. Have a very great Advent season. And thanks again. God
thank you. And also, blessed Advent and happy Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm not sure.
All right. I think we're getting some extra.
Not in the right way. Then all four.
Mr. Engineer, there you go. Okay. We're going to take back now. We're going to have a show after this with my wife called The Bible with the Barbers, talking about welcoming people to the year of St. Joseph. And there's so much good things on St. Joseph. I teased you. I'm going to cover with my wife some of the plenary indulgences that the church is offering for the year at the year of St. Joseph. And we're going to talk about why we need to get close to St. Joseph. And this is something that's never happened in 2,000 years? What? That's true. And we want to quote Father Don Callaway. He's got some great things. He's the one who wrote the letter to the Holy Father back in May asking the Pope to do this. I think it's great that a little priest in America would write to the Holy Father, and the Holy Father said, yeah, I still think this is the greatest thing Pope Francis has done in 8 years is to dedicate the year to St. Joseph. So I have to commend him for that because of my great love for St. Joseph. And I just want to encourage you, if you can't hear it on your station, you're listening right now, go ahead and go to YouTube or go to pick up our app, which is the Virgin Most Powerful Radio app. It's absolutely free. That makes it so that you can listen to us anywhere in the world. And also, unlike YouTube, we won't be cut off if we said something that was offensive to them, like the time we were doing the Ten Commandments with Bishop Strickland, and they said the Sixth Commandment was offensive. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Sorry, everybody. We're going to preach the Ten Commandments whether they like it or not. And that's why I think you support us here at Virgin Most Powerful, because we have a PhD in common sense, and common sense is not that common. So if you'd like to make a year-end donation, one-time donation, I'll take it. Thank you. Call us at 877-526-215. And this is the last month of the year where you can get a tax-deductible donation. We are nonprofit 501c3, and we thank you ahead of time for your donations to help support the Virgin Most Powerful, which is our goal is to introduce people to the person of Christ and his bride, the church. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and talk about, when we come back for this next show, St. Joseph. And welcome, everybody, to this year of St. Joseph. I'm excited. I hope you are, too. Jesse always says this. Well, the five things we can do. Pray the rosary every day. Get to Mass as often as we can. Make visits to the Blessed Sacrament. Get to confession. Read the Bible like we just did. As a matter of fact, I think I've got a teaser for you. When we come back, we're going to read the Gospel of today. And I know my wife's going to have her insight that I didn't have earlier on the Terry and Jesse Show. So stay tuned. We're going to come right back with another hour on the life of St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church. Wow. Yes, it's an exciting time to be alive. And I appreciate you listening and supporting us here at Virgin Most Powerful. Remember, what state should you be living in? The state of grace. What state shouldn't you be living in? The state of mortal sin. Go to confession on a regular basis. Once a month is not too much to ask. All right, we'll be back with my faithful bride. The Bible with the Barbers coming up after a quick break. May God bless you and full sheen ahead.